This is your Classic Hits Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. Over the last couple months, we've been talking a fair bit about drilling at Lake Torrens. It's something that, as Aboriginal Affairs Minister Stephen Marshall, the Premier of this state, gave the all clear to. Although, later revealed, it was advised against him by his own department. I'm joined by Harry Dare, a Bungala elder and traditional owner, and Jason Bilney, chair of the Bungala Determination Aboriginal Corporation and also traditional owner of the land. Gentlemen, how are we today?
Good, thanks.
Very good, mate.
So just to start, from a traditional owner's point of view, how are you feeling about the state government's decision to allow drilling at Lake Torrens?
Jason, you go first.
Feeling very disrespected, being a traditional owner, and especially after fighting for our native title for over 25 years for Bungala, and Steve Marshall basically took the role as the Aboriginal Affairs Minister to specifically be there and support Indigenous people, and he's just turned his back against not just us as Bungala but all traditional people, and just gave approval for the Lake Torrens when we basically put submissions in last year to reject it, and he went against not just us as traditional owners, not just us as Bungala, but all traditional owners and just part of the lake people, and basically give Calaray the okay to drill on Lake Torrens.
Mm. And so, Harry, what's the significance of Lake Torrens to Bungala people?
It's a very significant site for Bungala people. For Lakes culture people, who is not only just Bungala, but there are a number of other groups that are involved in this dispute with the government regarding drilling on Lake Torrens. But it's a very significant site as far as the Bungala people are concerned.
And, of course, legal action has been put in place to try and halt drilling. What's that process been like so far?
The process at the moment is just lodging it in the Supreme Court, just to question the process of what the government actually went through under judicial review. So we, not just us as traditional owners, but everybody's got the right to question the government's decisions. So we've lodged an application within the court to question what process and decision he chose to give Calaray the OK. Bear in mind, his own department specifically told him no, but you cannot drill on Lake Torrens because of the significance of sites on Lake Torrens, and he's basically gone against his own department as well as SAN.
With action in the Supreme Court, as you said, it's not just Bungala people who have connection to this, to Lake Torrens and to the land in that area. Have you got the backing of the other groups with connection to the land?
At this present moment, we Bungala are taking a stand ourselves, because we are very adamant that there should not be any disturbance to any of our sacred sites. As Jason has just alluded to, the Premier of South Australia has taken it on his own bat to disagree with people from his own organisation about the drilling on Lake Torrens. Now, if this occurs, then none of our sacred sites are considered sacred enough for the Australian people. If one Premier is going to do this, well, then it's going to have ramifications all over Australia. So the Bungala people are being very strong in their determination that we should protect our Aboriginal rights. This is not just about Lake Torrens. This is about everything that we stand for as Aboriginal people, as Bungala people. We are very proud people. We've had to fight for our determination. This government didn't even want to recognise the Bungala people as being, part of this country. We are a very significant group of people who are very strong and determined to make sure that Aboriginal issues are not swept under the carpet by any government.
If you could say one thing to Premier Stephen Marshall right now, what would it be?
I would say, if I have one thing to say to Premier Marshall right now, it's about being you know, Bungalow's very sophisticated since we've got our determination. It's about being part of the discussions where he should have come back to us before he gave the approval. And even then, we should be sitting down as Bungalow, as traditional owners, at the table with Ard to rewrite the Heritage Act. But it's about protecting and preserving our country. I'm not against development or mining companies. We're here to protect what culture and what stories and what significant sites that we have left. So, you know, sitting at the table, us as Bungalow and other traditional owners, with the government, with Ard, and basically rewriting the Heritage Act, because it's about heritage is meant to be there to protect us. We might not have native title in some places, but most places we do. But it's about protecting and preserving our sites and actually making them registered. But also, Ard, it's basically the Heritage Act should be there to stop and preserve and help us as Indigenous owners. Otherwise, what are we going to end up with? Like Rio, like a Duncan Gorge, like what's happening now, where they just go ahead and destroy over 60,000 years plus of history?
This government, on both sides of the table, Liberal and Labor, have the same agenda, and that is to destroy Aboriginal sites. And we Bungalow people are here to say that this will not happen, not while we are a people determined to look after our own country and look after everybody else's country. It's not just Bungalow we're fighting for. It's for every Aboriginal tribe in Australia. If they can look to destroy that big site up in Western Australia, like Duncan Gorge, then they can more or less turn around and kick Bungalow people off their land so they can mine on our land. Now, we as Bungalow people, we as Aboriginal people, don't want this to happen. We want to be sitting at the table. When they have any discussions about Aboriginal issues, they should come to the people. Not just think that they know what's best for us. We know what's best for us. And what's best for us is that we protect our land that we live on, that we live and die on.
Well, we are unfortunately just out of time, but thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you very much for your time, and I'd like to say g'day, and thank you for your listeners for listening.
No worries.
I'd like to say g'day to everybody out there in Bungalow country, and keep your ears peeved and watch the story, and all the support that we can have to support us. Thank you very much.
That was Harry Dare, Bungalow Elder and Traditional Owner, and Jason Bilney, Chair of the Bungalow Determination Aboriginal Corporation and Traditional Owner on Bungalow Land as well, on your Classic It's Breakfast.